As oil continues to spew into the Gulf of Mexico from a deep water well, the Obama administration today proposed changes to the federal agency that oversees offshore drilling. In an announcement today, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar pushed to split the Minerals Management Services into two agencies, one to enforce safety rules and inspect oil rigs, the other to handle leases and collect the billions of dollars in royalties from oil companies.
I believe the job of ensuring energy companies follow the law and protect the safety of their workers and the environment should be independent from MMS's leasing, revenue collection, and permitting functions. We will approach this restructuring responsibly and thoughtfully, and we will ensure the American people that they have a strong and independent organization holding energy companies accountable and in compliance with the law of the land.
Critics complain the dual mission of the current agency creates a conflict of interest, that MMS, as a result, is too cozy with the oil companies it regulates. Some have described the agency as a culture of substance abuse and promiscuity. Also today, Congress began hearings into the cause of the explosion that killed 11 men and the massive oil leak that followed. Officials from BP, Transocean, and Halliburton testified before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. So who regulates what? How might that change? What did we learn today? Joining us here in Studio 3A is NPR's Brian Naylor, who's been following all this. Brian, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks, Neil.
And we learned at least one thing today about what happened before the deadly explosion. The blowout preventer that was supposed to help protect against an oil spill had been modified.
Well, right. And what you heard today were there were three company executives testifying before two Senate committees. The chairman of BP, which owns the well, Transocean, which was drilling for the oil, and Halliburton, a subcontractor, which was in charge of sealing the well and injecting a kind of a cement into the well to secure it. And what you saw today was the spectacle of these three gentlemen sitting shoulder to shoulder, all pointing the fingers at one another. BP said that its hands were clean, as it were, in this, that it was Transocean's job to oversee the drilling function. Transocean said, well, we did what we were supposed to do, and it was Halliburton that was supposed to seal this well properly, and they didn't do it. And Halliburton then turned around and pointed the finger back at BP, said, well, it's your well, it's your responsibility.
And tomorrow we're going to hear from the manufacturer of the BOP valve, the blowout preventer valve, saying presumably somebody else's fault.
Well, right. And it's unclear who they'll pass the buck to, but there's a lot of that going on right now on Capitol Hill.
We're talking with NPR correspondent Brian Naylor about the hearings today up on Capitol Hill and about the regulatory agency that's responsible for overseeing offshore drilling. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Brian, there's going to be a lot more on these hearings later today on All Things Considered, but I want to focus on this proposal to divide MMS. As I understand it, the United States is one of the few places in the world that's involved in oil production where both the environment and safety are in the same agency as operations.
Yeah, and this is something that critics have been decrying for some time now, that there is an inherent conflict of interest. You have the same agency that's in charge of collecting revenue, which $13 billion last year, which is the second largest amount of incoming revenue stream, second only to what the IRS collects in our taxes. So you have this agency that collects all this revenue, that works with the oil companies to identify and develop new drilling sites, and this agency is also in charge of policing the regulating how the drilling is conducting or is being conducted, overseeing the environmental aspects of it and overseeing the worker safety aspects of it. So clearly, this was an agency that had a lot on its hands, and many said too much on its hands, too much for it to manage.
Critics said that, in effect, they let the oil companies pretty much manage themselves. You saw a lot of memos saying, well, all the big experts work for the oil companies. They know better than we do.
Well, that's right. And they let them develop their own environmental impact statements, if you will, which was the case with BP in the Gulf. They've consistently downplayed the effects of a possible spill. I've got a page from an environmental impact statement when they first decided to allow drilling in this portion of the Gulf. They said oil spills resulting from a proposed action are not expected to damage significantly any wetlands along the Gulf Coast. I think there are a lot of people down there who would beg to differ with that assessment today.
By splitting these two parts, what is that going to take? Is that legislation or is this just an executive order?
It's a little bit unclear. Secretary Salazar said that there is a legislative package that's being developed to send to Capitol Hill. He's going to try to do some things himself. He can clearly reallocate some resources and some personnel. But it seems as though Congress is going to have to weigh in. One of the things that Salazar has suggested, and many on the Hill have suggested this in the past, the director of the Minerals and Management Service right now is just simply appointed. It's not he or she is not congressionally confirmed, and so that would be a change. They would mm-hmm. go through the confirmation
That's
process.
What Congress gets in return
right,
for this.
Right.
This lack of management. There was a scandal not just a few years ago with MMS.
In 2008 in the Denver office, it was found that there were employees who were taking drugs, buying marijuana, sleeping literally with some of the people that they were regulating. It was
from the oil business.
From the oil business, yeah. It was called a culture of I'm trying to find the quote here in all of my papers, but clearly there was a lot of the inspector general looked into this and found a very deplorable situation. Several of those people were fired, but others remain, and it just sort of points to the overly cozy relationship between this agency and those it's supposed to regulate.
And nevertheless, nothing changes until after a disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, which is being compared more and more to the Exxon Valdez situation, the tanker that wrecked in Alaska and caused untold damage there. It is a reminder that the kind of blame game that we're seeing in Washington today, these executives all pointing fingers at each other, this is all going to be hashed out in court, eventually probably at the Supreme Court, and it could be a decade or so before mm-hmm. this is all settled.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of suing and counter-suing going on. I think that's one thing that's clear. Although the executive from BP today made clear that they intend to pay every legitimate claim.
Legitimate.
Well, and that's going to be determined down the road exactly what's legitimate and what's not, obviously. But they're making the case that they're not looking at the bottom line. We'll see. But I'm sure that whatever BP pays out, they're going to it would be fair to assume they're going to try to recover some of that from some of their subcontractors as well.
Brian Naylor, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Neil.
NPR correspondent Brian Naylor talking to us about MMS and what now may be two federal agencies if the proposal from the Secretary of the Interior is accepted by Congress and the President. Talk of the Nation is produced here at NPR DC, Washington. This is I'm Neil Cunningham. Join us tomorrow. This is NPR News.